Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. It's time now for our weekly update of the news, events, and issues facing South Carolina's business community. This morning, we are checking in with Andy Owens, managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the SC Biz News magazine, the Columbia Regional Business Report, GSA Business, and the Charleston Regional Business Journal, recently named by the South Carolina Press Association as the best newspaper in South Carolina. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Congratulations on that newspaper award.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's my staff who did all the work. I just kind of turned them loose.
And I guess it's no accident that that also happens to be where your office is in Charleston?
Yep, that's correct.
Well, tell us what's showing up on your radar.
Well, right now in Charleston, we're seeing what I would call a surge in construction and development, such as the Midtown mixed-use project on King Street in Charleston, which is a massive project. We've got NextEn up in Somerville. Gateway is under development in Mount Pleasant, and even the second phase of the Boulevard on Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. You've got a lot of residential and commercial real estate development going on pretty much all over the region and the state, to be honest with you. I happened to talk to two CEOs this week independently. They told me that they're growing, their companies are moving into bigger commercial space, and they've both decided to buy as opposed to rent because the rental rates are so high because the real estate market is so tight. So anyone who wants to go into commercial real estate in South Carolina would have a good time of it.
And one thing I noticed going through your Charleston paper is a recent announcement, a local company, Boomtown, receiving some venture capital investment from an out-of-state firm.
Yes, Boomtown got $20 million. And what we're seeing is some of that more hardball venture capital coming into the area. Traditionally in the Charleston region and really across South Carolina, we've had the angel investors, which are more advisory roles. And so now we're seeing some of the venture capital come in that have a little bit higher expectations. They have a little stronger requirements. And that's probably something that needs to happen for us to really attract that $20 million, $30 million growth phase that companies need to hit.
Do you think that this is going to encourage even more startups around our state?
Oh, I think so. I mean, we looked through SEC filings, and we noticed that in the past 9 months, we've had more than $300 million in investment capital come into the Palmetto State, and that's in every market, including Rock Hill, Columbia, Greenville, and Horry County, and Charleston as well. And I think it's going to encourage a certain kind of investment in the state, but it's also you're seeing such a surge and a buzz of people who feel like this is a really good place and a really good time to start a business. There's still issues that remain that we have to deal with, which is our wage growth is pretty low in South Carolina compared to the rest of the nation. Even in Charleston, we're about 85% of the national average. So there's still some issues, and we have transportation and infrastructure, but I think that the business-friendly climate is pretty palatable here, along with the quality of life.
Now, are you seeing most of these startups in the technology arena?
It really depends on where you look. You're seeing a lot of them in technology, a lot of them in biotech, a lot of them in healthcare. You're also seeing food and beverage. There's a company here that started up recently in Charleston called Swig and Swine, where they take barbecue and pair it with some of these really interesting drink concoctions. So it really just depends. It's not just narrowly focused on the tech sector. That's a big part of it. That gets a lot of attention. But there's a lot of stuff going on across the state.
Swig and Swine. It just further enhances the foodie reputation there in Charleston.
It does. It does. If you happen to come down here and visit Swig and Swine in West Ashley, you'll get a real sense of place, not your typical place to eat or drink. And every place like that has its unique character. And people approach food a little bit differently here than they do in some other places.
Well, Andy, how's the event calendar looking for our business community across the state?
Well, you know, one of the big things that we have going on here in Charleston is the Charleston Regional Development Alliance and the Charleston Metro Chamber of Commerce is going to be launching its 2014 Regional Economic Scorecard, and that's coming up Thursday. Also, we have the Roaring Twenties coming up this next month, which is going to be showcasing the fastest-growing companies in South Carolina. In the upstate, we're having a power event going to focus on aerospace and aerospace manufacturing, and that is a growing sector across the entire state. It's not just narrowly focused on Boeing.
Well, Andy, great information. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Mike.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes The SC Biz News Magazine, Columbia Regional Business Report, GSA Business, and the best newspaper in South Carolina, named by the South Carolina Press Association, the Charleston Regional Business Journal, from where he joined us this morning. And we will have links to these papers and his organization posted at our website so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org/SCBR. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.